Everyone, it's Kristen, aka That Next Level Girl. Thank you so much for joining me on my podcast, where every single week I will be delivering to you free advice on building your network marketing business, building on social media, and just leveling up in life in general. If you haven't done it yet, please screenshot this episode, pop it on your Instagram story, and I will repost you. Enjoy the episode, guys. Hello, hello everyone. Welcome back to another episode of my podcast. I have actually had a couple of weeks where I've been really, really reflecting, doing a lot of self-work, reassessing how I actually approach my business as well. And I kind of want to share with you a couple of lessons that I've learned that I think you guys can apply. So in our business, in life, we all know this, there's always going to be challenges, there's always going to be things that happen or go on, or, you know, shit happens. You know, it's life. It's what happens in life. And a lot of the time, and this is something that I have actually fallen into a trap with in the past and more recently have, and I'm out of that rut now, is getting into that victim mindset. And if you follow me on Instagram, you'll see I'm talking about this a lot, because this is what I'm seeing. I think, you know, the network marketing industry goes up and down. It's like any other industry, any other business in the world. And at times where, or seasons where maybe consumers are shopping less, or maybe people aren't coming to you as much to buy your products, or maybe, you know, this time last year, you thought you'd be at a different rank or a different level of your business, or you maybe thought you'd be earning more than what you're earning now, and you're falling into that justification or that blaming or that victim mentality. And that is literally just one of the most detrimental energies that you can have when running a business, especially, you know, as self-employed. When you have your own business, you're not an employee. When you fall into that victim mindset of, you know, oh God, no one wants to buy from me, or my friends or family never support me and I support them and everything they do, it's so unfair, or I just thought it would be easier than this, or I thought this person would, you know, buy my products or join my team by now, or blah 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 blah. Guys, we've all said it, we've all been there. Even top leaders in this industry have fallen into that kind of, I guess, justification or blaming or victim mindset as well. And we're human, okay? But that, once you stay in that energy and you stay in that headspace for a long enough time, you lose this freedom, and you lose the power over your future and the power over your business. So when you're feeling in that powerless mode, like, you know, you're a victim and no one's coming to you to buy products, or people aren't knocking down your door, or people aren't really following you anymore on Instagram, or people aren't watching your videos, or no one wants to host parties for you, or no one wants to host healthy happy hours for you, or whatever ways that you grow your business in person, you lose the power over the potential success of your business, and also the potential momentum that you get to build with your business. And when you're feeling in that kind of powerless place and energy, it is so hard to feel motivated. It's so hard to build that drive. It's so hard to have a big, strong vision, because you feel like everything should, you know, be happening for you rather than you making things work for yourself, and you pivoting that and actually saying, you know what, okay, this is happening. But I get the opportunity every single day to wake up and say, you know what, I'm going to actually deal with this. I'm going to be solution focused and driven. And I'm going to change the trajectory of my business and how I feel and my mental health and how I approach building myself as a person as well. So it's all just about like pivoting. And, you know, getting out of that victim mindset is just, again, you know, getting up and doing the work and taking control of your own life. No one is coming to save you. Your mentor is not coming to save you. Your mentor or your upline are not going to ever, I promise you, they are never going to do the work for you. They are never going to be the ones that get you to the next rank of your business. That is why this industry is so amazing, because we can take full responsibility when we promote, when we do well, when we make those sales, when we get to the next rank of our business. Yes, okay, like our team are a massive, massive part of that. You can't really do that on your own. But you know that, your mentor has, it's not like a job, your mentor just hasn't given you that promotion on a plate. That's why, you know, you feel so proud of yourself. When you promote to the next level of your business, oh my gosh, it's been like the proudest moments of my life, knowing like how much control I had on that. And I got there because it was an effort-based business. It's an effort-based industry. You know, people might make it look easy. There might be people that are in this industry that you look up to and, you know, they have loads of followers and they're maybe just naturally charismatic, or they're naturally a people person, or they're trained in skincare, or they're trained in the sector of products, whatever it is that you sell. So you think, okay, well, they have an upper hand, they're just lucky, or they just make it look easier, and you know, they don't understand how much I struggle. Guys, I promise you, even the people that make it look easy and it seems easy breezy for them, they are hustling. They're hustling and they're doing the work. On that note as well, another thing I kind of want to bring in here, and this kind of ties in with everything, but when you see people hustling, and when you are, I guess, you know, you're seeing all these quotes on Instagram, you're seeing this kind of masculine energy, this glorified masculine, hardworking, like hustle until you die kind of mentality. I want you to know that also in your business, you do not need to kill yourself to be successful. You don't need to kill yourself to be at the top of the network marketing business or company that you're in. You don't need to, you know, not have fun ever to be successful. You know, that is one of the biggest myths, that, you know, you to be successful, to be part of the 1%, you have to sacrifice everything and, you know, lock yourself in a room for 2 years or 5 years of your life and never have any fun, and then you'll feel worthy of abundance and then all the success will come. That belief, that is very common still nowadays, it's coming from a place of lack. It is a lack mindset. It's a lack mindset based on the belief of you can't have it all. So you can't be thriving and constantly, you know, successful and doing the work and in that big momentum and have fun and take breaks and relax. And you can't have a thriving business and a thriving family life and a thriving relationship and a thriving, you know, resting life as well. You can't rest properly. And it's a myth. And it's something that I definitely, for the first 2 years of my business, believed. And I would, whenever I was resting, like I would find it really difficult to switch off, because I would be in this panic mode that if I take a break from my business, I'm going to lose out on sales, or my team aren't going to think that I'm serious enough about my business. And this doesn't mean like taking a break and taking a break for like a week on my business, because I was, you know, I'm a hard worker and I want to get to the big goals and everything, and I want to move fast. Taking a rest doesn't mean taking a break for an entire week and just lying on the sofa and being lazy. Taking a rest and having fun is actually, you know, an important part of, I guess, your daily method of operation of running a business. And again, if, you know, if you're a network marketing business and all that you show on social media for yourself, as part of building your network marketing business, whatever company you're in, is you just sitting there all day, every day, working your business and being miserable, no wonder people aren't going to join your team. You know, you have to show that you're having fun, and you have to show that you have a life as well outside of your business. Like, that is what is attractive for the external person. People join network marketing because they don't want to sit in an office and they don't want to sit at a desk all day, every day for the rest of their life. The number one reason they join network marketing is so they can build a business so that they can have more freedom and have more fun and enjoy their life. So if you're not enjoying your life outside your business and you don't have a bit more of that balance, then you're probably not sponsoring, you're probably not recruiting that many people, because you have something that people don't want. People don't want to be bored. People don't want to sacrifice 24 hours of their day with their family to build a business. And I promise you guys, again, you can get to the top 1% and you can be a multimillionaire and be super successful and a thriving network marketing professional and still have a life and have balance and have fun. Again, that belief that you can't have fun and you just have to hustle and lock yourself away for years on end to get to the top of your network marketing business, and you're not allowed to have any fun and enjoy life. It's just coming from such a place of, and a belief of lack. It's a belief of lack, okay? So I just want you to remember those two things. It's a really short episode, but something I feel like it really, really is so important. The first thing is get out of that victim mentality, get out of that victim mindset that everything's happening to you and, oh my God, this should be easier, or I didn't think this would be as hard, or no one buys products from me, or no one's supporting my business, or no one does this, or no one does that. Get out of that victim mentality. You are a business owner. You have your own business here. Like, it is up to you to make shit happen. But you doing the work and getting into momentum and activity and having fun with your business and knowing that you can change the, I guess, success or the failure of your business at any point through your activity and through your beliefs and through your mindset. Your mindset is so vital. And then the second part is reminding yourself that it's okay to take breaks. It's okay to have fun. And you can have it all. You can have that thriving business in network marketing. You can have a thriving relationship. You can have a thriving body, thriving health, thriving finances, thriving friendships and social life and all of that sort of stuff. You can have it all. Yes, okay, you have to work hard in your business, but I guess it's being more focused. When you are working your business, being more focused, so you have a lot more time actually outside of doing your business to take mental breaks and enjoy your life more. Life is short. And I promise you, actually, the more you fill your own cup, the better your business is going to do. I know that. Like, when I'm in alignment, when I'm having fun, like, the happier, my favorite quote from Abraham Hicks is, the happier you are, the better things go. The happier I am, the more fun I have with my business and outside of my business, the more sales I seem to bring in and the easier it is for me, okay? But when you're fixated and you're sitting there and you're beating yourself up and you're not allowing yourself to have fun and be happy, and then you're going into doing your business and your daily method of operation, your reach outs, and you're speaking to your clients and prospects with that type of energy and that miserable, again, victim mindset energy, how could you possibly attract any abundance into your life? It's just, it's not going to happen. So yeah, if you resonate with this quick episode, send it to someone on your team that you think needs to hear it, share it on your story, tag me. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts as well, please make sure to leave a 5-star review. It really, really means the world to me. Thanks guys. See you next time. Bye.